with an unlimited supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
All right, well, we're back. Regular programming. We get through the Premier Scott Moe one-hour-long press conference, and we are back with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Not even the Premier can prevent SSRL from happening at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday, and we are back with that again. So, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, this is fun, and this is easy. Well, I mean, the concept of it is easy. I won't say the question always is. Simply, a question posed to you every week, Wednesdays at 11. If you know the answer, if you haven't won in 2025, so you haven't won this year, and you're the first to call in with the correct answer at 1-877-332-8255, then you win. It's that easy. So you can't win on the text line. Feel free. Fill your boots. If you don't have time to call us and you just want to text in your guess, I always get a chuckle out of seeing the text line answers, and sometimes people get it a lot quicker on the text line than they do on the phone line. So it's okay. You can play along there. But to win, you've got to call in. And if you win, you are crowned Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, and you get this custom-made T-shirt designating you as Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, thanks to our friends at Little Town Apparel, who do such great work for clothing in our province, but we are very happy that we've got this custom-made T-shirt for you. Speaking of which, it's a limited number of people that have these shirts, and Steve Johnson is one of them. Last week's winner of SSRL, and Steve joins me by phone this morning. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm okay, and yourself?
My understanding is, a little birdie told me, that as soon as you are done with me, you are heading to treat yourself as the current reigning champ to a donut?
Country Corner Donuts. I'm going there for a giant apple fritter.
Hey, Country Corner Donuts, I know it well, in Regina. You're going there for a fritter. That's your favorite. That's your donut of choice.
Yes, it is now. It used to be Boston cream, but now it's apple fritter.
Hey, don't forget you're talking to a retired cop. This donut talk could go on for hours.
Yes.
Hey, Steve, last week the question was, Canada has about 136,000 of these, and you knew the answer was?
Lawyers.
Lawyers is the right answer, which was the way we were able to crown you the champ. But now it's time to pass it along. Have you got this week's question?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's hear it, Steve.
These have a pattern of being named for where they come from.
These have a pattern of being named for where they come from. Steve Johnson, you've been a great winner. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, and go Florida, go.
Oh, go for a little bit of a jab at the Oiler fans as he leaves. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Phone lines are lit up. The question today is this. These have a pattern of being named for where they come from. What are we talking about? Phone lines are open, and David in Saskatoon was the very first call through. How are you today, David?
I'm good, thanks, Evan. Well, you know what, first caller today. Well, first thing that came to mind is corduroy pants.
That is a very unique answer. Corduroy pants. No, not corduroy pants, but thanks for the guess. God, I used to wear a lot of corduroy. My mom, for some reason, thought I looked good in corduroy pants. No, I didn't, but I had them. 1-877-332-8255. What do you think it is? The question today, these have a pattern of being named for where they come from. Let's go to the phone. Lorne at Moores Beach. How are you today, Lorne?
Well, not very good, because corduroy pants was mine too.
Really? No. Is this something that's coming up on a Google search, or how are you want to take a stab at something else, Lauren?
Yeah, okay, I'll go with alarm clocks.
Alarm clocks? No, not alarm clocks, but thanks for playing along. Corduroy pants, it's a head scratcher. Okay, Courtney and Raymore, how are you, Courtney? Have you got my answer?
I'm good, but that's a good question today.
These have a pattern of being named for where they come from. What do you think?
Asteroids.
Asteroids? No, not asteroids, but thanks for playing along. We go to Scott and Swift Current. These have a pattern of being named for where they come from.
All I have to say is thank God for Lyme disease. I'm saying diseases.
Diseases.
Named after a town.
Okay, well, diseases, good guess. Actually, it's one that I anticipated we would get, but no, diseases is not the answer we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255. Not corduroy pants, not asteroids, not diseases, not alarm clocks. What could it be? Ryan in Regina, what do you think?
I think it's birds, Evan.
Birds?
Birds.
Okay. Do you have an example?
Like the Canadian goose.
Oh, okay. I get what you're going now there. Okay, good one. Good guess. No, not the one we're looking for. But thanks for having some good justification behind your answer. Gordon in Unity is next up. Gordon, I'm going to give you the question again. These have a pattern of being named for where they come from. What do you think?
I think it might be diamonds.
Diamonds. Okay, another good guess. We just were talking about diamonds on the show yesterday. No, it's not diamonds. Where are we going next? Let's go Dexter. Dexter, where are you calling from?
Burwood.
Okay, what have you got for a guest today?
Afghan blankets.
Afghan blankets. Okay. I mean, all of these things, I can see where you're going. No, it's not Afghan blankets, not diamonds, not birds. What is it? 1-877-332-8255. These have a pattern of being named for where they come from. Travis in Saskatoon, you're next up on Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. Oh, no, Travis decided he was going to hang up the phone. Louis in Watrous, how are you, Louis?
Pretty good. It'd be better if I knew the answer. I'll go with battleships.
Okay, that makes sense. I've seen lots, obviously, there's some fairly unique names with battleships, although quite often I feel like they're named after, well, they can be named after people, but they could be named after places too. But no, that's not the answer we're looking for. Battleships is not the answer. 1-877-332-8255. These have a pattern of being named for where they come from. What could it be? Rob in Saskatoon, do you know?
I'm going to guess champagne.
Ooh, there's a good guess. No, it's not champagne. And I might as well say right now it's not wine. But that's a good guess. In fact, that's maybe getting us a little bit closer. It's not champagne. And I'm throwing in with that wine. It's not wine. But in a way, and sometimes I know my hints can throw you further away from the trail than closer to, but in a way, it's getting us a little bit closer to the right answer. 1-877-332-8255. We go to Stoughton, Saskatchewan. I got Dean on the line. What do you think, Dean?
I'm going to say cattle.
Cattle.
Yep.
Good guess, but no, not cattle. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to Sean in Saskatoon. The question again, these have a pattern of being named for where they come from. What do you think, Sean?
I think it's kilts.
Kilts? Interesting. Yes. I don't know enough about kilts to know, is there some rationale behind that?
No, just different color, different pattern.
Oh, okay. So you're just taking a bit of a wild-ass guess on it.
Yes.
Okay, Sean. Well, thanks for playing along, but no, it's not kilts. Okay, Jason in Regina, back on the line. Jason, thanks for calling in. These have a pattern of being named for where they come from. What do you think?
Well, of course, as soon as your operator connects me, you say it's not wine.
Oh, is that what you were thinking?
That's the direction I was going.
Well, wine and like champagne was the guest. I just kind of lumped wine in it. But that is actually probably the closest guest we've had yet. It's still... it's a ways away, but have you got something else you could think of?
Well, if it's not alcohol, I would say like spring water.
Okay. No, it's not water. Trying to think how deep of a hint I want to give here. It's not water, but it is something you consume. There you go. That's a big hint. In fact, that will probably get us over the finish line. 1-877-332-8255. We got packed lines, although two people just dropped as soon as I gave that hint. So it didn't align with what they were thinking. These have a pattern of being named for where they come from. I've given you the hint. It's something you consume. Let's take a break and we'll come back and get the right answer for Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Okay, it's proven to be a bit more challenging today than we thought. These have a pattern of being named for where they come from. I gave the hint just before the break that it's something you consume. Let's go back to the phone lines. Blair in Saskatoon, what have you got for me?
How about what I'm eating right now, pizza.
Pizza? No, not pizza. But thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. Jason in Saskatoon, what do you think?
After your clue of wine, I'm going to go with cheese.
Cheese just happens to be the right answer. Yes, you are the guy, Jason. You got it. Cheddar cheese, for example, named after the English village of Cheddar in Somerset. The caves in Cheddar Gorge provided ideal conditions for the cheese maturation process, so made it a fitting place. But if you go through, so Brie comes from the Brie region of France. Camembert comes from the Camembert region of France. Gouda from the city of Gouda in the Netherlands. There's all kinds of examples. The English village of Stilton is where Stilton cheese comes from. Gorgonzola from the Italian village of Gorgonzola. So a lot of examples. The question, these have a pattern of being named for where they come from. Cheese is the answer. Did you know? Did you guess? Did you Google, Jason?
I kind of knew, but after the clue of wine, I said, what goes with wine? He said it's consumable, so I said cheese is probably
right.
The right answer.
Yes, well, good for you. I actually thought maybe this one might have been picked up a little quicker than it was, but it proved to be a bit of a challenge. What's your last name, Jason?
Tomas.
And where are you calling from?
From Saskatoon.
Jason Tomas from Saskatoon? I know you.
you sure do, yeah.
Police officer.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening. And if I remember correctly, you're also a big cyclist, aren't you?
I am. I sure am. Yes,
jeez.
I am. Yes.
I got all the points down on Jason.
There you go.
Are you working today or are you off?
I'm in a PC or a police car as we speak.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hopefully Chief McBride is okay with you giving me a call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jason.
I had to call in. I knew the answer, so I had to
Jason,
call in.
I'm appreciative that you gave me a call. Thank you so much.
For sure.
Congratulations on winning. I'm going to get you to hang on because we need to get some information, T-shirt size and stuff like that. But congrats. You are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener.
Thanks, sir.
Jason Tomas, there's a name from the past, actually worked in Regina for a while as a police officer and then moved to Saskatoon and now a police officer up there. And he is Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Cheese is the answer. These have a pattern of being named for where they come from. Cheese is the right answer. So thanks to everybody that joined in and played along with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Gosh, tough, tough news. In the music world, finding out this morning that founding member of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, passed away at the age of 82. He struggled for quite a while. He's had basically a neurological condition very similar to dementia. And so he has been in decline for quite a while. You remember we had his cousin, Mike Love, on the show not that long ago. The Beach Boys did a show in March in Saskatchewan. They did one in Saskatoon and Regina. I went to the concert in Regina. Absolutely loved it. I thought it was outstanding. Brian Wilson hasn't been active or touring with the Beach Boys in quite some time because of his health condition. But nonetheless, sad news today for Beach Boy fans. Brian Wilson dead at the age of 82. Buzz Elliott, who, of course, host of the world-famous Sunday Morning Oldies on our sister station, Z99. Big Beach Boys fan, and I think we're going to try and get Buzz to pop in here before the end of the show today to talk a little bit about the impact Brian Wilson had, not just on the Beach Boys, but music in general. He really was the mastermind behind the production that you heard. He wrote songs, really was more of a behind-the-scenes guy, didn't love the limelight, but nonetheless absolutely instrumental in the success that the Beach Boys had. And we are sad to hear that Brian Wilson has died at the age of 82. At 10 o'clock this morning, you probably caught part of it, perhaps, that we carried live the news conference that Premier Mo had talking about the evacuees and the work that's going on. I think the big thing that came from it, aside from the thank yous that he gave on behalf of the province to those that are working diligently, whether it's on the fires or with the evacuees, he also announced that the province providing some additional financial assistance. All evacuated residents will receive a $500 investment in their family. This is going to flow through local community and leadership of community, enabling the money to flow into the hands of residents that have been affected. And so this is the new announcement that just came down from the province today. So we'll continue to follow along with that. We actually have the Minister of Corrections, Policing and Public Safety, Tim McLeod, joining us tomorrow morning, first thing on the show. And don't forget, tomorrow is Ralco Radio's Saskatchewan Day of Caring. It is the day that we are providing much needed funds for wildfire relief, and we give you a chance to join us tomorrow. We're doing it 12 hours on the radio station. So throughout the day, throughout the morning tomorrow, we will bring on different guests and we'll talk about the need for wildfire relief, giving you a chance to donate generously. Congratulations once again, Jason Tomaz, the Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener winner. These have a pattern of being named for where they come from. The answer, cheese. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.